Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Firearms in the news, in the headlines again. And the Alberta Justice Minister, Tyler Shandro, has announced that the province is going to fight the Trudeau government's decision to seize and engage in a buyback program of assault-style firearms from licensed Canadian gun owners. I've never been quite sure what assault style means, but anyway, some 200 plus, I think, firearms the Trudeau government wants to engage a buyback program on. The minister has ordered the RCMP in Alberta not to engage in Ottawa's forced buyback of the firearms, or ask them not to. Tyler Shandro, the Alberta Justice Minister, joins us. Minister, how are you? Thanks for taking the time.
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
So you argue that the assault style, do you know what that means?
I don't. And I think that's a question that many Canadians have had about the about this proposed program of the federal government, that they're using inflammatory and torqued language, quite frankly, to characterize firearms that are in reality mechanically no different than traditional looking shotguns and rifles.
Yeah, I just don't know what assault sound means. I guess I can figure it out, but it just doesn't sound like the right terminology, or at least not a terminology that you would want to use if you're engaging in this kind of a program as the federal government. Anyway, you say that this program is not about safety. What is it?
Well, I think that's a question for the federal government to be answering, but it seems on the face of it to at least not be focused on making our communities any safer. It's not focused on crime. And it's definitely not focused on reducing gun crime in our communities.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would know what it is if you're challenging the federal government on it. So that's why I asked you what it is. It's not about safety. It's got to be about something. What do you think it's about?
Well, it's I think, as I said, they're using inflammatory language that I think is meant to scare folks who might not have familiarity with firearms. I think it's really just been from the federal government empty rhetoric. So the reason we're challenging it is because it isn't focused on reducing gun crime in our communities, not focused on public safety. And we want to make sure that our policing resources in the province of Alberta will be focused on making our communities more safe.
So share with us, please, what you've asked the RCMP in Alberta to do, or rather not to do.
What have we asked them to not to do? Well, we've told them this is not going to be a priority for the province of Alberta, and that we would like to ensure that our policing dollars that we spend here in Alberta, because we do contract policing to Canada for them to provide the RCMP, making sure that those dollars that we spend are going to be focused on policing and not taking policing resources off the streets for this program.
Minister, does the RCMP have an option as a federal police service? I know they're contracted to Alberta, but do they have an option to not follow the lead or the decision or the instructions of the federal government?
Yeah, you're right. They wear two different hats, don't they? At least in provinces like Alberta, where they're both the federal police service, but also doing the contract policing. Well, I do understand. I was advised informally by the commanding officer in Alberta that the Alberta RCMP also do not agree with having policing resources being spent and distracted with this program. It is possible that we understand from our lawyers that the federal government could still conscript the RCMP in Alberta to take these measures.
So an argument, and you're aware of this, an argument against your decision is that this is federal policy jurisdiction and that your government is using the federal directive as a link to the establishment of a provincial police force to replace the RCMP in Alberta. What do you say to that?
Well, no, what we're doing is we're using the law. The Constitution, which says that policing is a provincial jurisdiction, and as well the agreement that we have with Canada, and using the law to ensure that the dollars that we spend on policing here in the province are not going to be taken off the streets and distracted with something that's not going to make our community safer. So we are using the law that we have, the contract with Canada and the Constitution, to make sure that our policing dollars go to policing.
Yeah, it seems to me that over the last few years anyway, the jurisdiction's constitutional rights to control and manage and direct initiatives in provinces. Provincial jurisdictions have become less and less respected by the federal government. Would you agree?
Yes, and I think that's why Alberta has a long history of pushing back when there is federal overreach and intrusion into provincial jurisdiction. Most notably, the decade plus of opposition to the gun registry. So this is just another example of Alberta, and we see other provinces as well, like Saskatchewan, also joining us in stepping up to make sure that this overreach is challenged. And I think that's why Western Canada does have that proud history of challenging the overreach of the federal government.
Some of your critics are suggesting that what you're doing really is endorsing Danielle Smith's Alberta Sovereignty Act promise, if she succeeds Premier Kenney, that the province would in fact take action, constitutionally valid. That's what she's told us she would ensure. But that you're really just one step ahead of Ms. Smith on this with her Alberta Sovereignty Act. What do you say?
Well, we started working flat out on this issue as soon as we received the letter from Marco Mendicino, the federal minister. The Sovereignty Act, or how these decisions may be interpreted through that lens, didn't cross my mind. We were working with our chief firearms officer, Terry Bryant, to try and come up with a smart way to address this issue. That being said, I understand why some have framed this around the Sovereignty Act. You're pushing for more autonomy, but in this instance, what we're doing is using existing authorities under the contract that we have with Canada and seeking to intervene as well in those judicial reviews. When Marco Mendicino described these decisions as reckless and abdication, I think he was further discrediting the legitimacy and the longstanding concerns of Western Canadians. And this is a federal government that is pushing Alberta to the brink. And I don't know if you saw it, but we actually found a clip of Mendicino where he is taking a softball question from a reporter asking whether or not to use whether or not his assault style ban targets law abiding firearms owners. And his response was telling. He described those concerns as empty and clueless. And I think that's why many Albertans have these concerns with this confiscation program.
Empty and clueless, huh? All right. So it seemed to me for some time, Minister, that provinces should establish the rules and control of firearms, possession laws, regulations, that it really shouldn't be a federal government issue, because for each province, the issue of who owns and perhaps needs firearms is different. What you require in Alberta, what Albertans may require as far as firearms are concerned, may be very different, is very different to what people in Ontario generally might require.
It's a complicated issue because the administration of justice is provincial jurisdiction. The criminal code and firearms has been determined to be federal jurisdiction. Property rights are provincial jurisdiction. This is one of those areas where many of the different interests in those areas do come together and make it a complicated issue. But I think that means it's a really important issue for the federal government to respect provincial jurisdiction, to making sure that our dollars are not being wasted on a program that would not make our communities more safe. And for us to work together rather than seeing this kind of insulting overreach from the federal government.
So are there ways that this dispute between the federal government and Alberta might be resolved?
Well, first, by not policing resources taken off our streets, by listening to police services here in Alberta, who including, as I said, informally, I was told by the commanding officer in Alberta for the RCMP, who himself had concerns with having RCMP resources taken off the street for this program. So that'd be the first step. And the second step is for us, with the judicial reviews that we're seeking to intervene, bringing that Alberta perspective to the table. If we do get intervener status, I think will be important for us to be able to make the argument that this is overreach from the federal government.
One more question for you. The NDP leader of the province, Rachel Notley, has argued that shootings are up in Calgary, headed for a record. And according to Global News, quoting Ms. Notley, quote, "We know from the chiefs of police across the country that one of the critical ways we can improve public safety across the country is to reduce the prevalence of military-style assault weapons in our communities," end quote. Our chiefs of police, you're the Minister of Justice, are chiefs of police across Canada calling for the buyback of military assault weapons?
Well, as I said, informally, I was told that there were concerns from the RCMP here in Alberta in their resources being used for this program. I would also say that the gun crime that we see in our province is a result of not from firearms, from legally or law-abiding citizens in Alberta, but concerns elsewhere that have resulted in gun crime. We see the federal government proposing to take away mandatory minimum penalties for those who are convicted for firearms offenses like weapons trafficking. So I, again, don't see the federal government really taking this issue seriously. And I think that this rhetoric from the NDP leader, I think, is showing even more cozying up to the federal Liberals and using, again, like the federal Liberals are doing, inflammatory and torqued language to characterize that are in this confiscation program, really mechanically and no different than and rifles. If we wanted to make sure our communities are more safe when it comes to gun crime, there are a lot better things for us to focus our resources on rather than a program like this confiscation.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.